While Sheridan School District No. 2 puts its online learning plan into place, many other districts around our state are starting from scratch. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports from the Wind River Reservation.
After spring break, Alejandro Sage was ready to go back to kindergarten.
Because right before the break, we went and bought him. He wanted a new backpack to go to school. And it's still hanging there. He's never got to use it.
That's Alejandro's dad, Elk Sage. He says that starting this week, Alejandro and his three older siblings have been going to school from the living room. For now, Sage's two older sons are taking classes online, while his two younger kids who are enrolled in the Arapaho School District are getting instruction through paper packets. But soon, all four could be expected to move online, and that's not going to work.
Our bandwidth is only 10 megs right now. So if they're all Zooming at the same time, that's a challenge for our bandwidth.
Plus, Sage says there aren't enough devices in the home to go around. Arapaho District Superintendent Roy Brown says they saw this problem coming.
We did a survey a couple of weeks ago at this point, trying to figure out which of our students had internet access in the home.
And they found that about a third don't. And many of those that do, like the Sage family, don't have enough bandwidth to support multiple video calls. So the Arapaho District put in an order with a tech company for 68 Wi-Fi hotspots to distribute to kids in need.
As you can imagine, a lot of schools are in the same situation. So right now, we don't know whether that order will actually be fulfilled by the time they get to our name on the list.
While they wait, many other districts are forging ahead with a full online curriculum. And that's likely to widen existing inequalities between schools.
If you are from a district that already had a sort of blended system, or, you know, had teachers that were well-versed in online learning, your transition would be definitely much smoother.
That's Mandy Smoker with the nonprofit Education Northwest. She's also the former Indian Education Director for the state of Montana.
For any student to master the full range of content requires good instruction that is deliberate and timely. It requires that things be retaught if students aren't getting the concepts.
That's hard enough on a normal day at Wyoming's reservation schools, where students are absent at a higher rate than anywhere else in the state. But Smoker says that without a way to directly communicate with students, teaching to that standard just isn't possible.
As far as many of our achievement gaps, that's definitely one piece, that kids aren't given ample time to master the content that some of their peers in non-reservation school down the road are.
But in other ways, Native kids enrolled in on-reservation schools might be faring better than their peers in cities and border towns. Smoker says that's because tribal schools are more likely to keep an eye on their home lives and their basic needs. According to Superintendent Brown, that's the Arapaho District's top priority. Before they were working on internet connectivity, they were making a plan to deliver meals and groceries to every kid in the district.
One of the cool things that we are implementing this week is being able to provide supplies that aren't food supplies to students. One is a way to make sure that they have things like basic toiletry items, but also if we can keep them from having to go outside of their house to get those, we think that creates a safer community.
Elk Sage, the dad with two kids in the district, says those food deliveries have been a big help for his family, and their house is on a waiting list to get hooked up to fiber optic internet that will better support his four kids' online classes. For now, though, he says he's not worried about them falling behind academically.
I don't even see it like that, because I don't really like the fact that my kids spend most of their time in the institution instead of at home.
Instead, he sees this time as an opportunity.
Because the old way, we taught our children, we nurtured and supported whatever their talents were. So this is an opportunity for people to expand their minds and think about that.
Still, all this could have an impact on students' test scores and even graduation rates down the road, measures where districts like Arapaho tend to underperform regardless. But Superintendent Brown sees a silver lining, that this period of distance learning will spark a deeper understanding of what rural schools are up against.
I think it does shed some light on some of the obstacles or additional hurdles that some schools face. I suspect that there will be a lot of changes for the good after this pandemic has passed.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.